It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey, Hank, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, young man, and you?
I am doing wonderful.
Yes, how have you been?
Good.
How was your evening?
Nice,
did you mow?
Nice rain. Well, I was going to mow, but
did
I
you?
Didn't quite
but
make it.
But you know what? The thought is all that mattered.
I thought about it.
You did?
Yeah,
good.
I thought about a lot of things lately that I haven't done.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. So anyway, big plans today for you?
I'm trying to think what I have planned. Probably mowing if it ever dries off.
I don't know if it'll dry off today. It's humid.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
So,
and you're going to be... working, umpiring.
We're umpiring today. Yes, sir. Yep.
Good
1 o'clock. Yep. Thank you. Let's see here. Who's what game do I have? I have the second game at 1. So just to let everybody know, if this morning's game gets pushed back or delayed, the 1 o'clock game will still start at 1 o'clock. That's from Mr. Thompson.
So. Okay.
So if it gets delayed that long, they'll start the 1 o'clock game at 1 o'clock.
I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will
be. You never
either.
Know.
Especially at Riverdale. Their field holds plenty of water.
Sure.
I'm sure Mr. Thompson's down there right now rolling around in it trying to drain it.
I'm sure he never slept.
No, he never did.
Worked it all night long.
Yeah, this week is rodeo week.
Right.
Guess who we have in the studio?
Special guest, Dean Reinhardt. Dean,
how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, good. Gentlemen, boy, that's...
Well, yeah, okay.
That's the nicest we've ever been treated, I think.
I don't know if he really knows us or not.
Well, I thought it'd be nice for a little bit.
No, well, I do have Phil's question.
Oh, yeah, what do you have?
Would you rather ride a bull for 8 seconds or announce the rodeo parade with a bee trapped in the booth with you?
Oh, I think I'll take the bee.
You'll take the bee?
Yeah, so.
That's all right.
Yeah, I can dodge it out of the way. Yes.
Well, you
go ahead.
You might be from Pea Ridge, Philip, Dean. If your church clothes and your rodeo clothes are the exact same outfit.
Sunday going to meet in clothes and your rodeo clothes.
Yeah, and I got another one, too. You might be from Pea Ridge. If your family Christmas tree has more rodeo buckles on it than Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. They're kind of heavy, though. They pull down the branches.
Yeah. We got tough trees.
They'd be worth more than Christmas lights, too.
Without question.
They would. Dean, I love your shirt, man. How old is that shirt?
Oh, probably 30, 40 years old.
Looks good on you. Still fits. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get. Like, where do you get that shirt that still fits?
Oh, it's an outfit I used to drive truck for. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, way back when.
Back in the day. That's vintage clothing. You know, that might sell. Somebody might buy the shirt off your back and you make money today. You know?
Yeah, there you go. Be the only way I make money today.
You ain't making money in here with us.
No, right? That's
for not learning anything either.
Wow.
Well, come on now.
Him and Adam are just out to get us, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Hurts.
Hurts, don't it?
It does. Right. We have a quizzy poo day.
Yeah, what's the quiz on, Dean?
I think we'll do it on high school rodeo today.
Oh, all right.
And I'm even going to be nice to you. I'm going to test your memories.
Uh-oh.
We didn't have a chance to write up a new one, so I found out we've been doing this since 2023.
Oh, boy.
The same quiz?
So I'm giving you the same quiz that I gave you in 2023.
Oh, boy. I usually go the other way.
Yeah, I do, too.
Kind of like my physical fitness test back in the day.
Yeah,
you know? Do one pull-up in the fall and none in the spring.
Exactly.
You know?
Uh-huh. Well, at least you can do one.
Yeah, exactly.
Are these multiple choice?
Some of them are multiple choice, and I got one true or false, or I got a couple true or false.
Or can we ask for help?
No, you can't phone a friend.
Phone a friend?
Call a friend, yes.
No.
I got Kenda's number here.
Yeah.
She ain't going to know nothing.
Ooh.
I did not say that.
Somebody's in trouble.
That was
Henry Bray. I can't believe Todd said that.
Yeah, who isn't here to defend themselves?
All right.
Ten questions.
Buddy. All right, Dino.
Whenever you're ready.
We're ready.
All right, number one. How far apart are the poles in pole bending? Are they 17 feet, 21 feet or 25 feet?
I know this one.
Well, then answer it.
I don't know it, but I know it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
17.
17, 21, or 25.
Okay.
Okay. Number two. This is a true or false. Wearing of the back tag is required for the entire weekend. Is that true or false? Once you register, do you have to have it on all week? Okay.
All right.
Number three. How long is a qualified ride in rough stock? 6 seconds, 8 seconds, or 10 seconds? Number four, in tie-down calf roping, how many legs do they tie? Two, three, or all four? All right. So I do like Hank. What number are we on?
I do it all the time.
I know. All right, number five.
Number five.
The barrel pattern is the same size in every arena. Is that true or false?
The barrel pattern?
The barrel pattern, the distance between the barrels.
Oh.
Is that the same as in every arena, or is that different?
I was wondering about Highway 14 barrels.
Well, yeah, there's enough. I'd like to know how many barrels are out there.
I don't know.
That'd give Hank something to do. He can go count the barrels and cones.
They only count to four.
Oh, all the years. Yeah, okay. Anyhow, number six. How long does a calf have to stay tied? Is it 4 seconds, 6 seconds, or 8 seconds? Number seven. Oh, boy, these guys are going right at it. If you knock over a pole or barrel, what is the penalty? Do you add 5 seconds to your time, 10 seconds, or is it a disqualified? Number eight.
All right.
In roping, calf roping, how many ropes can they carry or use? One, two, or three?
Wow. That's a great question. Can we 50-50 this?
Well,
call a friend.
There's three questions, so you can 33 at a third of them. How's that?
Oh.
No, you can't phone a friend.
Can you repeat the question then?
In calf roping, how many ropes can they use? One, two, or three? How many can they carry?
All right.
What's the penalty if you only catch one back leg in team roping? Do you add 5 seconds, add 10 seconds, or disqualified? Uh-oh, looks like Phil's thinking.
I'm thinking.
It's hurting him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, smoke is rolling.
Got a headache. All right, go ahead.
And number 10, what's another term for steer wrestling? You only get two choices here. Is it bulldogging or steer throwing?
All right.
Now comes the fun part. Number one, answer. How far apart are the poles in pole bending? 21 feet.
Woo-hoo! Hey,
we're tied.
Both got a perfect paper going.
Let's quit right now.
All right. Wearing of the back tag is required for the entire weekend. That is true.
Woo-hoo! True.
All right. How long is a qualified ride in rough stock? It is 8 seconds.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
3-3 after three.
Yes.
All right.
In tie-down calf roping, how many legs do they tie? They tie three. I knew I should have wrote a new quiz.
I do not remember anything from last year, to be honest.
The barrel pattern is the same size in every arena. That is false. It depends on the size of the arena.
I took the lead.
It is different.
It is different.
Okay.
Depending on the size of the arena as to how far apart the barrels are.
Okay. I did not know that.
All right.
Number six. How long does a calf have to stay tied? It is 6 seconds.
My first one wrong.
Okay.
All right. Still ahead of Hank, though.
Well, yeah. Number seven, if you knock over a pole or barrel, what's the penalty? It is 5 seconds.
Woo!
Jeez. You guys working on the road are probably wondering what's going on in here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they always do anyway, I think.
Well, yeah, that's true. In roping, how many ropes can they use? They can use two. They can carry two.
Okay.
If they miss with the first one, they get one more chance.
Oh, I thought they could carry one. That was it. I don't know why I was thinking that.
No, in high school, they can carry two.
I thought they had a spare one. I wrote three. So.
Oh, well, the
two
one.
On the hips and one on the back. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No.
All right. What's the penalty if you only catch one leg in team roping? It's 5 seconds.
Oh. All right.
And the last one. What is another term for steer wrestling? It is bulldogging.
Woo-hoo! Ha ha ha!
I only got right. 5 out of 10, Phil.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, baby.
No fridge hangers, either
no,
one of you.
No fridge hangers.
You only got 5?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
But I did beat Hank, so
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Your day is made.
Yeah. If you'd only got 2 and I got 3, I'd have still been happy.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, I have a couple questions for you.
Uh-oh.
We're going to bring a couple Hanko or Facto here, okay?
So, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. In 2024, police in Howard County, Maryland, recovered over 15,000 stolen tools valued between $3 and $5 million. Is that fact or Hanko?
Hmm. Well, that sounds just dumb enough to be true.
I think it's true as well. It's
facts. From drills to electric saws, the stolen tools came from retail stores, businesses, vehicles, residential properties, and construction sites. The victims never saw them. Saw. S-A-W, yeah. Them coming.
Never saw, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot of tools.
All right. Uh-huh. Elephants are among the only few animals that rarely get cancer. Is that true or Hanko?
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
I'll say it's true.
It is true.
It is.
Elephants have genes that hunt and kill mutated cells before they become cancerous, a protected species.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that?
To maintain a healthy body, adults need to at least four. Let's see. Let's try that again.
Okay.
To maintain a healthy body, adults need at least 4 hours of moderate and intense activity per week. Is that a bunch of Hanko or Facto?
you look at me and you're talking about a healthy body. What is going on?
I'm just is it, what?
Four hours.
You probably get just only 4 hours a week.
Yeah, I think
that sounds true.
I think it's true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko. Is it? Oh. Yeah. Relax. It only takes 2 hours and 30 minutes to keep you fit.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right.
I may be able to make that.
You might.
You probably done all your work for the year this week.
Yeah, this week I've got enough. Yeah.
You can carry over.
Get a few days to go, so I'm good until next year, really.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, okay.
And you're still wearing the 40-year-old shirt, too.
Well, yeah. So.
Here's the last one.
All right. Okay.
Donald Trump once played tennis with star Serena Williams.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, that sounds true.
It is true. The brief event took place on April 7th, 2015 to mark the opening of the tennis facility in Sterling, Virginia.
Wow.
Ace.
I wonder who won.
Wow.
I don't know.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, without question. Thank you very, very much.
The only thing I want you guys to do is to change this weather forecast. We don't like that at all.
We can ride our own if you want to. It's just about the same that we get.
After, it's not that bad, though, as we get to the weekend, though, right?
I think the weekend is supposed to be good.
But you're just talking about setup.
Tomorrow, I don't like the severe storms that they're talking tomorrow, but we'll get by.
Yeah. We'll get through it. You've done it before?
We've done it before. We rodeo no matter what. The only thing that's going to stop us is lightning, so.
I think we should be good to go for
that. We should be good to go.
Well, Phil and I won't be there on Friday, so there'll be no lightning down there. Maybe Friday and Saturday, we might be some lightning around there.
Well, boy.
As fast as we move.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I'd be allowed in the rodeo grounds to get in 5 out of 10. I'd probably get booed.
Well, we can find out.
No, we're good.
Cowboy.
I can call our stock contractor and have him bring an extra bull if you want to come out and try one.
I would love. Believe this or not, when we were younger in Arkansas, we used to have these heafers or these steers. We'd put when my dad was at work and my mom was gone, us three boys would corral them in the lot, put them in a head gate, put a rope on their flanks, and right out the head gate we go. There's no telling how many times my head has hit our barn.
Oh, that's the problem.
That explains it.
We used to do stuff like that all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Okay, now we know.
Yep. I used to sit on the tame Holsteins, but that wasn't quite as wild a ride.
Yeah. No, we used to, coming out of a head gate, though, back then.
Oh, no, you don't. That takes all the fun out of it. You just walk out. I used to go out in the middle of the barnyard, and we had one cow that I could ride.
Yep.
Yeah, until I spooked her one day, and we had a lane about a quarter mile long to go down to the river. She was right in the middle of the herd, and the whole herd was running about as fast as they could, and I was on the back of this one right in the middle of all of them. That's the last time I got to do that, especially when my dad found out.
Yeah. Explains a lot there, too, though, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, as you grew taller, your legs were probably dragging on the ground.
Yeah, so. Right.
Yeah. He was actually probably trying to push the cow. Let's go. Let's go. Uh-huh.
Dean, thanks for what you do.
Thank you,
well,
thank very, you very guys. Much. Yes, thank you for guys. Everything that you guys do with all the behind-the-scenes work, and you guys do a tremendous amount, and we appreciate that.
Well, like we said on the morning show the other day, if it wasn't for the community and everybody backing us this year, it's just it wouldn't happen, but it's just amazing.
Yep.
You guys are great here. You keep us entertained.
Me too.
We'll try.
Well, most of the time.
what number
Take
are we
care,
on?
Dean.
What number are we on again?
What number?
Test.
Oh, quiz. Test.
I usually ask you that once every Tuesday.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
I think we're on. It's the final hour.
I think we're finished.
Goodbye.
Have a good one.
Have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray, Dean Reinhardt joining us on WRCO as our special guest.